Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, welcome back to Late Night News Talk, A30 WCCO. I wonder if our next guest on the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline, I wonder if he's beaten down by the negativity in Minnesota when it comes to our professional sports teams. Matthew Collar, Purple Insider Podcast and Newsletter, he joins us now here on Late Night. Matthew, are you one of those individuals that's traumatized here in Minnesota where you feel like it doesn't matter, you know, from one year to the next, who the different players are with the given roster, that you feel like we're just destined to lose because it's Minnesota sports?
Oh, Henry, I grew up in Buffalo, New York, man. So my first sports memory ever is Scott Norwood missing a wide right field goal to lose the Super Bowl. Then I also saw the Tennessee Titans have a miracle play of their own against the Buffalo Bills in the playoffs. I saw the Dallas Stars win a Stanley Cup against my Buffalo Sabres when somebody's foot was in the crease. Thanks, Brett Hull. I mean, this is fun, man, in comparison. Like, because you never know what's going to happen, but Minnesota teams are always just relevant enough and just good enough to let you down in some incredible and fascinating way. By the time I left Buffalo, they were missing the playoffs every year with the Bills. The Sabres were tanking. It was bad there. This is more interesting, man.
Yeah, but you know what? This is the thing, though. This is the catch-22 with it. Being relevant and being good with some of our sports teams is awesome, right? We love it. It's great. Nobody wants to be a lose type of situation. But there's so much heartbreak that's attached to it.
Yeah, I know, and I can very much relate, and I think that what Minnesotans really have that is awesome is a great sense of humor about it. I mean, immediately if somebody in training camp misses a field goal, I mean, you're going to see Twitter light up and say, you know, okay, well, that's exactly the yardage that he's going to miss that field goal from in the NFC Championship or something. You know, it's like almost speaking your own type of language, and I think in a way, and maybe I'm just trying to spin this positive, Henry, but in a way I think that it makes it brings Minnesotans together, and it kind of has everybody understand that same type of heartbreak that happens, that if you're not from here or you didn't grow up someplace where it also happens, if you grew up in Boston, you really wouldn't understand the mentality of the Minnesota sports fan. And I kind of enjoy that. And I guess maybe part of it, Henry, is that I always just have taken a journalistic approach that I'm here for the show, and I don't really get emotionally invested like, Vikings fans would. So I kind of enjoy what's coming next on the roller coaster.
Yeah, we're talking to Matthew Collar from the Purple Insider Podcast and Newsletter here on Late Night News Talk, A30 WCCO. So I got a bunch of, well, not a ton of stuff tonight, but I got some questions for you, both specifically with the Minnesota Vikings, but also just league-wide, you know, some general stuff. And I want to start there. So today was the deadline in the National Football League for players to opt out for the 2020 season. Now, to be honest, I feel a little weird about that. So Major League Baseball currently, man, they got guys that are opting out as we speak. And I don't really get the point of the deadline. I mean, I do, but I don't. See, if the NFL struggles in the first month of the season with an outbreak, right, or a guy just feeling uncomfortable about playing, why would they feel trapped into playing? Like, I don't think that it's quitting on your team. it's doing what's best for you, your family, or just your situation. I think it's a very fluid situation. So to have an NFL player trapped into, well, you can't opt out now, I think it sucks.
Yeah, and if you want to feel even worse about it, there's some speculation that the NFL tried and achieved moving up the deadline because some players were looking a little closer at their contract situations and realizing, hey, if I opt out this year and take a stipend for this year, next year my contract is going to be fully guaranteed, so I'm still going to get this money that I'm expecting for this year anyway, just a year down the road. And I don't know, maybe if they had a little more time to look at it, some players would have decided, you know what, why bother playing when I'm going to get my money for next year and it's guaranteed anyway. But yeah, I agree with you that, you know, holding a gun to these guys' heads and saying you have to decide right now without knowing how games are going to look, how travel is going to look, how many people are going to get it in training camp, how other players are going to manage their lives. I mean, this is something that I've thought of, Henry, is, you know, you and I, we're in the journalism business, so we know how to read media pretty well, but there are some people out there who, you know, think that this is a hoax. And so, yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me if there were players in NFL locker rooms who were not taking this seriously. And if you were a player, you went into the locker room and felt uncomfortable, yeah, now you can't get a stipend from the league. But, you know, I think that if you still wanted to opt out of the season, you can. You're just not going to get paid anything for it or get a stipend. It's not like, you know, again, they're going to imprison you. You know, and really, that stipend anyway, you have to pay it back. So it's not that great to begin with. They did not do a great job here on the player's side of giving them lots of player-friendly options. I mean, WNBA players who got medical opt-outs, they just got to keep their contracts, where instead the NFL players have to give it back. So I agree with you. For players, it is not a great situation. But I will say that it looks like on the NFL side, they have done a lot and learned a lot from Major League Baseball to do everything they can to try and keep COVID out.
Yeah, it's just, to me, it is just, it comes across as just foolish for us to try to predict that they're going to have success. Like, we do not know. Like, what will the NFL look like at the end of September? If COVID-19 is out of control with a National Football League team, then you're going to have a damn problem. And I would hate for any player on said team to feel like, you know what, I can't opt out, I can't get away from this because the deadline's, you know, passed over a month ago. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. So I'm not wishing for any, because some people are saying, well, you guys are rooting for the, no one's rooting for the damn virus. Just shut up with that. That's nonsense. We all want to see this thing go away. But it the reality is that we're all kind of, you know, at risk right now. There's no vaccine for it, and some people are willing to roll the dice, and some people out there are not willing to take the risk right now.
Yeah. And so any player who has opted out, I think you just have to respect that decision. I saw Trey White from the Buffalo Bills is a great player that he had mentioned to the media even considering opting out, which he did not, but he was considering it. And he got immediately attacked. I know that a few people sent me things that were said to Michael Pierce for opting out on, you know, Twitter, Facebook, or whatever. And there's always going to be those lunatic type of fans that just don't care about anyone's life at all. But the thing across the board that everyone said on the Viking Zoom calls the other day, Kyle Rudolph, Eric Hendricks, Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer, they all said they respect the fact that Michael Pierce could be legitimately in danger for his life because he has asthma if he were to get COVID. So he has to do what's best for him and his family. And so you have to respect the players that did. In a way, I'm a little surprised that there weren't more players. And I've always feared this, and I think this is happening, that the NFL takes advantage of these players' football mentality. You know, the next man up, and I'm just going to out-football the virus and all those things. And that's been a concern of mine. And I guess my hope, though, is that they've had enough time to get the message across and say, if you guys take risks outside of this, you know, TCO Performance Center and outside of when you're here, like Major League Baseball players did, you're going to shut down our season and you're going to lose us games and so forth. And that might be the only way to truly get it through to everybody.
We're talking to Matthew Collar here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO. The Green Bay Packers organization today stated that at least for the first month of the season, that there will be no fans at Lambeau Field. Now, to your knowledge, have the Vikings officially made any comments on fans at games yet?
No. I know that they sent out something to season ticket holders to opt out of this year if they wanted to, but I have not heard anything in terms of an announcement about fans. And this goes beyond just the Minnesota Vikings, of course. This would go to the city of Minneapolis and you know, even at the state level, possibly, to what their rules might be. I know with New York and New Jersey, they just said flat out, nope, that's not happening. And I, you know, I'm always on the side of caution when it comes to health and people's lives. So if you have to play this season in front of no fans, I mean, you know what those TV contracts are? Like, weep no tears for the Minnesota Vikings if they don't have fans in their stadium. The only thing they might be missing out on is that Aaron Rodgers will be able to hear his snap call just fine, like he wouldn't normally. I mean, that's the only thing that would be really different, you know. And so if there's any risk involved with bringing in 25% capacity or something, you know, then don't do it right now. The NFL, I guarantee you in the future, Henry, they're going to go to 17 games soon. They will make their money. Nobody worry about the NFL. You can watch these games from home for this year. So I think it would be wise of them to, at very least for the first month, to make a similar declaration. But I have not heard anything yet.
You know, as the days go by, I really feel like the Minnesota Vikings should try to re-sign Everson Griffin because for this season. Now, I say that because this team defensively, they're in transition. And I feel like his familiar face could bring some stability. I mean, Pierce opted out of the season. The Hall kid that they tried to trade for, that fell through because he failed the physical. What do you think about them, you know, trying to at least here, I know it's getting late in the game, trying to shore up something or bring Everson back. I know that there was a report earlier today that said the 49ers are interested in the services. But what do you make of EG?
First of all, how funny is it that a guy was too far out of shape to play nose tackle? Like, that's bad. I guess I can relate to how that guy's been exercising during COVID. But anyway, so with Everson Griffin, you know, Mike Zimmer has said repeatedly that he'd like to have him back. But I also think, well, Mike Zimmer's not really in charge of this decision. And what's he going to say when you ask him? Hell no, I don't want one of my best players for the last 6 years to be back. Of course he's going to say that he'd love to have him. But I think it really depends on what you're looking for this season. I mean, if you're looking for somebody who is reliable and that you know is going to be good at defensive end, and is also probably going to cost you a decent amount of money and probably only on a one-year deal, okay. But your other option is to find out whether Afadi Adenabo can be the next guy who for the next 5, 6, 7 years ends up coming off the edge and getting 8 to 10 sacks per season. And I think that the front office is probably looking at this and saying, you know what, with Michael Pierce opting out, let's find out who can play on this defensive line, because they've got a bunch of guys. They've got Armon Watts, who really made a great impression at the end of last year. James Lynch, they took in the fourth round. They really like him. DJ Wanham's a fourth round pick that Andre Patterson, their defensive line coach, really wanted. So, you know, I think there might be a bit of a mentality from the front office, not to say we're going to lose this year, because they could still win the division, but to say at some of these positions, let's find out who we're going forward with rather than looking back with Everson Griffin.
I just think that there are several guys that have to make a decision here. And I think that EG is one of them. Jadeveon Clowney, he's another one. He's got to figure out what the heck he's going to do. I mean, is Jadeveon Clowney literally not going to play for anybody this year? I just find all of that interesting.
Yeah, you know, if there's ever a position where somebody can just show up and play, it is absolutely defensive end, though. I mean, Jadeveon Clowney, I don't know that he did anything in the preseason last year and was still a beast. You know, I don't think Everson Griffin played at all in the preseason last year, and he had a great year still. Remember when Khalil Mack was traded over to Chicago, and then I think he had a pick six or something in the first game, and everyone was like, how's he going to adapt to playing in Chicago? So, you know, of all the positions on the field, it's not like you're playing, you know, I don't know, like nickel corner where you have to learn all these different zone coverages or something. Line up and chase the passer. So these guys can afford to wait a little bit and see what happens. And I also think that agents, if they were smart, then they were waiting to see the opt-outs and who would have some extra cap space, because now there are teams, because of opt-outs, including the Vikings, that have a little extra to work with as opposed to being really tight at the end of the offseason.
Yeah. Final thing for you, and then we'll let you go. From your perspective, and when you evaluate and look at this division, who do you think heading into training camp, because everything's so fluid, right? Because you know that some guys will get hurt in training camp, some guys, well, you won't get hurt during the preseason because there's no preseason games this year, but who would you say is the leader right now in terms of nationally that people believe will win this division? Because the Vikings, I think a lot of people have looked at the Vikings and they like where this organization's been the last several years. But I think a lot of people still look at Green Bay and say they have the best quarterback in the division. We don't like the fact that they didn't add weapons to the offense for Aaron Rodgers, but nonetheless, we're still going to roll with the pack.
Right. The Packers didn't have those weapons last year and won 13 games. And I know that some of it, there was luck involved, and you know, they won a game against Detroit at the very, very end. Twice, actually, against Detroit, and you don't count on those things happening again. But they have a great defense, a really great defense. And last year, that defense beat the tar out of the Vikings twice and took them pretty far. And Aaron Rodgers, and yeah, okay, he's not the same Aaron Rodgers that he was a few years ago, but he's certainly still a top 10 NFL quarterback who can win you double-digit games. So until they get knocked off, I would say that they're still the favorite because they're bringing back almost all of a team that was that good last year. But the Vikings are right there. I mean, if you're looking at Vegas, they're going to say Green Bay is a 9-win team or 9.5 win team, and the Vikings are 9. And I would agree with that it's really neck and neck for how that plays out. And then the dark horse is Detroit. I think Detroit has a really good roster. It's just that their coach is a buffoon, and they're Detroit. So they're kind of interesting to me this year. In Chicago, man, they should have opted out.
They should have opted out. They got Nick Foles now. All right, give him a follow on Twitter at Matthew Collar. He's joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO, the Purple Insider podcast and newsletter. Hey, Matthew, man, have a great weekend, and I'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That's Matthew Collar joining us here on Late Night News Talk 830 WCCO.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.